Good morning, brothers and sisters. I greet all very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are grateful to God that again we can experience a new day of grace of God and that we can gather so freely. And we greet also all those who are joining us online, who are having part in this service. It's a special time of preparation. We are grateful to God also for last night, that we have been blessed in such a wonderful way by the living Word of God. And we trust the Lord that He will also bless us this morning beyond measure. We want to give glory to the Lord. Let us start with song number 12. When peace like a river, number 12.
And peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say.
It is well with my soul. well, it is well with my soul.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, how wonderful. What a grace was given to all of us, brothers and sisters. In our hearts, it should burn really to give glory to the Lord, to give thanks and praise to Him for His grace which we received. We are very grateful to God. Now, we will sing a couple of choruses. Then Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word for introduction. And then Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Afterward, we ask the parents to come to the front who would like to dedicate their child. And then brothers and sisters from Grodno will sing us a song in the Russian language. Let us sing chorus number one. Chorus number one, page 40.
We come from the east and west. We come from the south and dine as His guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding His hallowed face, and glowing with light divine. Blessed partakers of His grace, as gems in His crown to shine.
I love Him. Number two.
I love Him, because He first loved me, and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. I love Him, I love Him, because He first loved me, and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Number three. Oh, I want to see Him.
Oh, I want to see Him. Look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Number four, yesterday, today.
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to His name. Glory to His name, glory to His name. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to His name.
Number five, we'll give the glory to Jesus.
We'll give the glory to Jesus, and tell of His love, and tell of His love. We'll give the glory to Jesus, and tell of His wonderful love. Give the glory to Jesus, and tell of His love, and tell of His love. We'll give the glory. and tell of his wonderful love.
Amen. Praise and thanks be to the name of the Lord. Brother Helmut expressed it already. We are grateful also this morning to be gathered here. We are grateful for the blessing for last night, for all the words which we heard. The Lord really means well with us. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read a word from the book of Acts, chapter 3. We all know this word. Acts, chapter 3, from verse 2. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up and stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Up to here. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this was at the beginning. And the message, the last message, we hear it time and again, is back to God, back to the Word, back to the beginning. Brothers and sisters, also last night we heard, everything is changing, everything changes, people are changing, everything. Millions of people are on the flight, refugees. The world is no more as it used to be yesterday. But only one is not changing. Here above it is written, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he did yesterday, this he's also doing today. Do we believe this? Then let us also receive it. We stand up. Great God, we thank you for the grace and faithfulness. You who you revealed yourself in Christ Jesus our Lord, Lord of heaven. Besides you, there was none. Besides you, there is no God. And there will be forever no God. We thank you that in your precious name we can be gathered here. Our Lord and Savior, we thank you that you have given us your word, but even more, that you also revealed it to us. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, go from heart to heart. O God, And so each one, and give us all grace that all the words which are told us, that we keep them in our hearts, that we ponder upon them, that we are not only hearers of the word, but doers of your word. We ask it for your name's sake. But we also pray, anoint the lips through which you will speak. We want to hear, because Lord in heaven, your word is still the same. Praise and glory be unto you. Bless also all those who are joining us online, who are listening and who are watching, O Lord. We ask it for your name's sake, so that you are glorified and praised among them who love you and your word and your appearing. Lord, we praise your holy name of Jesus. Amen. A chorus, and then we ask the parents to come with their child to the front to dedicate it. And afterward, the brethren will sing us a song in the Russian language.
We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love, and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love.
Whom do we have here? Ever faithful Father in heaven, you, our brother and sisters are bringing their child, which you have given them to you, Marcus, to dedicate it. Receive him. We bring him unto you, and we ask you, bless this child, bless the parents, Lord. Lord, give grace that they raise it in the fear of God. To you be marked, dedicated for time and for eternity, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. The next time you bring a sucker.
Er übt schon singen.
Now we ask the brothers and sisters from Grotno, please come to the front to sing us the song. We sing a chorus. Only believe, only believe.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe. Придут они издали, с востока и запада. Как гости придут скитальцы земли на праздник Царя Христа, на облик Его глядят сиянием на лице и в лучах любви горят, как камни в Его венце. С Иисусом так счастлив я, Он освободил меня, уж бремя забот меня не гнетет, и ноша легка моя. В душе была тьма, как ночь, но мрак удалился прочь. Я свободен с торжеством, победный пою псалом. На белый престол смотрю, там выкуп представлен мой. Я смерти и слез уже не узрю в той чудной стране благой. Спаситель ушел туда, он путь приготовил мне. Ждет нас встреча, что всегда быть вместе с ним в той стране. И ночью, и днем открыт вход в город царя Христа. Взирай на него, он милость дарит, нам путь проложил туда. Рукою своей хранит для всех там прекрасный дом. Будь послушен, зов звучит, готовься на пир с Христом. Он скоро сюда придет, настанет конец борьбе. Его возвращение что принесет, восторг или скорбь тебе? И если оставил грех, там вечная радость ждет. Встретит в воздухе он тех, когда в славе сам придет. С Иисусом так счастлив я, он освободил меня. Уж бремя забот меня не гнетет, и ноша легка моя. В душе была тьма, как ночь, но мрак удалился прочь. Я свободен с торжеством, победный пою псалом. Я свободен с торжеством, победный пою псалом. Аминь.
Amen. Who is next? Brother Frank. Pardon? Yes, most surely we must ask Brother Yuri Kebonik to come and to thank the Lord in the Russian language. Where's Brother Yuri? Yes? Please come. Whoever knows this song could tune in. And whoever knows a Slavic language can understand the others in 50 or 60%. They are related. We are grateful to God, very grateful, from all peoples and tongues and nations. Thank the Lord in the Russian language. And Brother Schmidt will translate you. We stand up. Our Lord Jesus Christ, you are our Savior and Redeemer. We thank you for your grace towards us. Who are we, Lord? You have given us grace to recognize you, the living and true God. You walked this earth. You healed. Lord, you have given grace. Thanks be to you. Bless us here this morning. Let your word flow forth by your Holy Spirit. Bless us all in your precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Let us sing.
Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole.
You may be seated.
Wir haben den Chorus in der Vergangenheitsform gesungen.
We have sung this chorus in the past tense. He will not wash us clean, and his blood made me whole. Past tense. The completed work of redemption on the cross of Calvary is the completed redemption work of our God. And in the course of the time of grace, the Lord calls his own out in every church age. And all who hear his voice and who believe him, they are prepared unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. I don't know how our brothers from South Africa, from USA, from Canada, whether they have a word of greeting, please, after the reading of the greetings, they can do it also. Greetings from Moldavia. Greetings from Brother John from Bucharest. From Brother Nyagi. Brother Ngonga. From another Brother John. Brother Pedro. And Brother Bautista. And then greetings from Brother Remy. From Brother Manaka, greetings. From Brother Kabbala, greetings. From Brother Rashidi, greetings. From Brother Kubula, greetings. From Brother Moyamungira, greetings. From Brother Lotika, greetings.
From Brother
From Brother Joel, greetings. From Brother Motika, greetings. From Brother Pedro, greetings. From Brother Tito, greetings. From Brother Mashi, greetings. From Brother Bulunga, greetings. Here it's not written. Where is he? From? In any case, in the French language, that God may bless us all, brethren, from Rwanda, and brother, from Mobutu, and from Abidjan, and once again, Brother Nyagi, from Nairobi. We are grateful to God for all our brothers, for all our sisters who found grace in the sight of God, who hear the word, who believe it, and who receive it, and who really get it revealed. Is one of the brothers here who would like to give a word of greeting, which he wants to extend here? Please come now. Also today, we greet in particular our visit from South America. You all know who is meant with it. And also all who are here today, the Lord God, may he bless us all. May he be with all of us. And to his name alone, we give the glory. Now, as a remark, perhaps that what we touched upon yesterday, just a word of greeting, please. God bless you.
I greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ich grüße euch in dem kostbaren Namen unseres Herrn Jesus Christus.
And I brought you the greetings of brothers from Atlanta in USA.
Und ich brachte euch Grüße von allen Brüdern und Schwestern aus Atlanta, USA.
We're here to hear the everlasting word of God.
Wir glauben das ewig bleibende Wort Gottes.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Jesus Christus ist derselbe gestern, heute und in Ewigkeit. Amen.
May God bless each and every one of us.
Möge Gott jeden einzelnen von uns segnen. Amen.
And bless his servant.
Und segne seinen Knecht und diese Versammlung an. God bless you. Amen. Yes, yes, amen. Yes.
Que le Seigneur vous bénisse tous.
Der Herr segne euch alle.
May the Lord bless you all. I bring you greetings from many brothers and sisters from Winnipeg, Canada. God bless you. Yes, we can really say from all peoples, tongues and nations, we are gathered here. Did you all read this travel report of my last missionary trip? There in the entrance area, we have a short travel report lying on the desk. We are grateful to the trips in February, March, April. How much fruit came forth for eternity. Just very, very tremendous. In February, in Ethiopia, we all know where Ethiopia is. The Queen of Saba, she came to Jerusalem to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And we travel into all the world to carry the divine word. Then it continued to Rwanda, to Kenya, to Uganda, up to Dar es Salaam, and everywhere God has blessed from the riches of his grace. And beyond asking and understanding, he blessed. And also the trip in March, if you think about it, everywhere. Perhaps I mix up February with March, but God is just so gracious, and all peoples and tongues are hearing the last message, the last call, and are preparing themselves unto the promised return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And we are grateful that we may be gathered here internationally. Grateful that it's being translated in various languages. Grateful that the whole world can hear and see what God is doing in this time. Also this, we may say here, for the glory of his name, that he has given us this place. This was an area where only business could build here, only businesses. We received a special permission to build this building here. A special permission to build the two buildings here on the neighboring property. God has just led it in such a way, and we are grateful. Did not the Lord say of the neighboring property, go to the adjacent property, consecrate it unto me, build upon it, for people will come from many countries who need to be accommodated. Brothers and sisters, we are in the direct will of God. And the Lord has given instructions in the course of the years over and again by his grace. And we may see that God's word is being fulfilled. One more remark. At this place, about no biblical subject is being discussed. Here, only the word is preached. And I say it very publicly. Two brothers have come. Yes. Yes. No. This is impossible at this place. Here, the word is preached, the pure word of God. And every word of God is believed as it was left unto us. At this place, we believe in the one, only, true, eternal God. And we believe that God revealed himself in his Son to adopt us as sons and daughters, to give us back our original position, so that we also can be sons and daughters of God. God remained God alone, but in his manifoldness he revealed himself. And our Savior had, of course, to become everything. He had to become the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He had to be the High Priest who brings the sacrifice. He had to be the mediator of the new covenant. He had to be the advocate. My God, let every word stand as it is written. And then we come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Firstly, we must have the respect before God and before his word. And if our Lord himself said in John 17, so that they might know thee, the only true God, and whom you have sent, Jesus Christ, leave it like this and go with this to 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, that he is the true God and eternal life. God, of course, revealed himself for our sakes. And so the Redeemer could say, I ascend to my God and to your God, to my Father and to your Father. It's, of course, about the plan of salvation of God. Of course, not about things and subjects about which we argue. No, we are grateful to God for the fullness of his word. Everything was revealed to us by his grace. And Brother Borg, of course, was reading the word, which really touches our hearts. And the finishing in our time before the return of Jesus Christ will be this way, as we have read it in verse 6, Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Then Peter said, so he spoke it out, and Brother Branham, he got it revealed from God that the ministry of the spoken word will be there. That we'll not only pray, but we will speak, that what we asked for, that it also happens. And here we see that Peter spoke it out. Here it is written. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. So, to speak out what we believed and for what we have prayed for. And what is really necessary, and when I think about it, how many problems are here today in our midst, in the family, with the children, in the marriage, in the local churches, everywhere are problems. Please, let us believe with all our hearts that we say everything to the Lord, but that we also believe that He, that He is with us, just as He promised. And even you go through the floods, you will not drown. Isaiah 43. And even you walk through the fire, it will not do any harm to you. Just believing in every situation in which we are, that it fulfills a purpose in our lives. Never to bring us back, and never to go further away from the Lord, but to bring us closer to the Lord, to trust Him. Please, let us be in unity. Let us believe in unity every promise which God has given us in His Word. And also that, what Brother Branham was revealed, the finishing with the church will of course be the way as the beginning was, by a mighty moving of the Spirit. God started the church, and by a mighty moving of the Spirit, He will finish His church. And we will be victorious. We will be taken up victoriously in the rapture. And these meetings are hours of preparation so that we walk toward the Lord and we are made ready so that He can fulfill the last promises. And then everything will merge in the rapture. We also know about the misdevelopments by the quotes which are preached all over. We are preaching no quotes. And I say it here very publicly. Everything what belonged to the ministry of Brother Branham, we must leave it there where it belongs. This we must respect. To me, God has not said everything about a tent mission, nothing about a third pull, nothing about these things which He showed to Brother Branham and which He revealed to him. Let us leave it there where it belongs. And we just have to say, His ministry was finished. He did that for what God has sent him for. And then we see, of course, in the past 50 years, that the message of God has reached the ends of the earth. What can I say about the third pull? What can I say about the seven thunders? Absolutely nothing, because the Bible doesn't say anything about it. May all respect this worldwide. That what belonged to the ministry of Brother Branham must be left there where it belongs. And that what must be done now, and this is that the message, not he, but the message would forerun the second coming of Christ. We respect, of course, what the Lord spoke to him out of the supernatural cloud, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. So you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. That's how it is happening, and that's how it was said. And let us say it here also very clearly, whoever speaks and preaches about the quotes of Brother Branham, and who doesn't open the Bible at all, but who lets run his fantasy freely, no, not with us. At this place, There's only one divine authority, and this is the Bible, the Word of God, and all of us. We understood the ministry of Brother Branham, restoration of all things as they were at the beginning in the church. Also this, we mentioned already last night, dear brothers and sisters, that all of us have to make a supernatural experience with God, so that God's well-pleasing can rest upon us. That we rest in God. There is a rest for the people of God. That we really find peace with God. And whoever found peace with God will run and follow after peace. And he will never cause unrest or strife, because we are resting from all our own works. And we may rest in God. Just so wonderful. God speaks in simplicity with us. But let me read this here from the Holy Scripture, of what is important for me today and what I want to say here. From Matthew 13, here the Lord, of course, spoke in parables. He used seven parables in one chapter. And then he asked, did you understand all this, what I have told you? And then he said, whoever doesn't understand it, then the enemy comes and takes it away. It's just so important that God opens our understanding for that, what he says to us, that we all understand it in the same way, coming back into lockstep, as it was shown also to Brother Branham, that the bride came out of lockstep, and then again she came into lockstep again. The question was given to me, because Brother Branham saw the bride in various clothings, traditions. The one bride looked like she came from Switzerland, and the other bride looked like as she came from Sweden, and the other one as she came from Germany. Brother Branham, national, as the traditional costumes are. He has seen it. And then the question was, whether in heaven will be a difference. No, only on the earth. Only on the earth. We come from various countries. There, never one will be clothed in a German traditional costume. There will be a multitude dressed in white. That's how I've seen it in the rapture. Not only white, but a shining bright white went forth from every cloth. Not a dead white, but a living white, a white linen, shining bright. Brother Branham has seen it, that the bride from all the various countries, she was called, she will be called. And this is the promise which God has given to Abraham. In thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. But here, in Matthew 13, in verse 11, we have the question, have you understood all this? Did we understand what the Lord spoke to us? Did we receive it by faith? And did we get it revealed? Here we read it. Matthew 13, and all of us, we know precisely that every parable is like a riddle, and the main point in the parable, it just has to be revealed. And this is the grace which God has given to us. Here, in chapter 13, in verse 11, we read, He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. The Lord knew who believes and who does not believe. Also this, we may emphasize time and again, brothers and sisters, whoever does not believe God, to him he cannot speak at all. It is just necessary. Our faith comes by hearing, and God speaks through his word to all of us. And all of us, in the various languages, we understand precisely what he says unto us by his grace, also in this our time. And in Matthew 13, verse 19, it is written, When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. My goodness, this may not happen, not with you and not in me, that the enemy takes out the divine seed, the revealed word. May God give grace that the revealed word becomes a personal revelation to us, and that we step upon revelation ground, and then not one brother needs to teach the other brother anymore. Then all are taught by God. And so we read it also in the next verses, especially in verse 34 and 35 in Matthew 13. Here we have it. Verse 34. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them. And now it comes. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Now just imagine now, what was hidden since the foundation of the world, in such simple parables, God reveals himself in simplicity. Nothing is complicated with that, what God has to say to us through his word. Then, verse 37, he answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom of God. Not only the word of God, but the sons and daughters of God are the seed which came up. The word is the seed. And we believe the word, and the word comes up in us. And as we emphasized yesterday, by word and spirit, we are born again unto a living hope, and have received our adoption as sons, as Paul has written it in Galatians chapter 4. Very clearly, he expressed it. Galatians, chapter 4, Here the apostle writes of our adoption as sons. Galatians 4 from verse 3.
So standen auch wir,
even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. Then, verse 4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, subject under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. When the word sent is written here, then we all know that all men of God were sent. And of course there was no Son in heaven whom God would have sent. The Son in all of the Old Testament, he was announced, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. The Son, of course, was not born in heaven. The Son was born in Bethlehem. And at the age of 30, he received the sending. At the age of 30, the men of God in the Old Testament started the priestship. They started the ministry of priests. And our Lord was exactly 30 years old. That's how it is written in the Gospel of Luke. When he started his ministry, everything placed biblically, the divine sending is fulfilled, and we, by his grace, are sons and daughters of God. And here's something very wonderful, brothers and sisters, which we all have to take to heart. In verse 7, in Galatians 4, we read, Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. We are heirs of God. Really, it's divine reality. And everything what God has given us through Jesus Christ, our Lord, this will happen. Please, don't stumble at any word of God. Also not at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Where it speaks of our Lord when he was a man, a human being. He had, because of the man's sake, he had to come to us. He had to become a man, a human being. And everything what was hitting us, this he had to take upon himself. In his body of flesh. How often we shall say it here? Because the original sin happened in the body of flesh and blood, therefore the Redeemer had to come into a body of flesh and blood to, through his body and through his blood, to give us the redemption, the forgiveness, and the adoption of sons. But also at this word, please don't stumble over it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. That's how it is. He was Lord. He became a servant. We cannot explain it. We don't need to explain it. But if it is written in Isaiah 42, "Behold my servant, the Lord himself became a servant for our sakes." Let me read it from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12. But here, in Isaiah 42, we read very clearly who our Lord is. Here, behold, Isaiah 42, verse 1. "Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the Gentiles." We can read up to verse 4 and we can see that our Lord became a servant. He came to us and has given us the redemption by his grace. Don't we have it in Mark chapter 12, Matthew 12, Matthew chapter 12, here it's of course written from verse 17, Matthew 12 from verse 17, perhaps we should this time read already from verse 14. "Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might kill him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all." And now it comes, especially from verse 16. "And charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, 'Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall declare justice to the Gentiles.'" Then we can read on. Just a wonderful gospel. Verse 20. "A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth justice unto victory." Not defeatment, not a defeat, but the victory unto victory. "And in his name shall the Gentiles trust." It's just so wonderful. There's no way around Jesus Christ, our Lord. And every way which leads around him ends up in destruction. Just God himself revealed himself in him, and he could say, "He who sees me sees the Father." And we may see the new beginning was of course made with him, the Son, and with all sons and daughters. Already in Matthew 3, verse 17, it was said, when our beloved Savior was baptized, then of course the Holy Spirit came down. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." It's just necessary that the Spirit comes upon us. Brothers and sisters, it is necessary that the Spirit comes upon us to give testimony that we were received and accepted. But if one reads it up precisely, what took place for us, what has happened for us, let me just read it briefly to Joel. Let me point to, but perhaps Acts 2, look up Acts 2. Acts 2, and here we read it from verses 16 and 17. Acts 2, verse 16 and 17. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. So it's thus saith the Lord, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. That's how it is written in the prophet Joel, in the last days. Brothers and sisters, these are the two last days. With God, one day is as a thousand years. From Adam to Abraham, it were 2,000 years. And from Abraham to Christ, it were again 2,000 years. And now we again have 2,000 years. And one day with the Lord is as a thousand years. So, we are still living in the last days. And it must be fulfilled. There is no way around it. As it was at the beginning, so it must and will be at the end. And we also see the supernatural by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit will be manifested. Visions will be seen. Prophecies, speaking of tongues, everything will be manifested. And it's being placed biblically. And in the last supernatural working and moving of God, there will be no differences, no riddles. There the Spirit of God will come upon us and will be with us. And everything will take place according to the will of God in the divine order. But it's just necessary, brothers and sisters, that we understand. When the Spirit of God came upon the Redeemer, and then with the voice, and then the voice, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. God's well-pleasing must rest upon us when we want to take part in the rapture. And we will come to the point, brothers and sisters, that we don't need to hear long sermons, but that we just come together and that the supernatural moving of God will take place and we will experience it. Please, listen closely now. Namely, or God said, God spoke through the prophet, in the last days, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. But firstly, the outpouring had to come upon the Redeemer so that the word could be fulfilled. I baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And I'm not worthy to loosen the straps of his sandals. The Spirit baptism comes from Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. In him everything is summarized. The whole plan of salvation is summarized in Jesus Christ, and we are in him. We were blessed with all spiritual blessings in him. Listen closely. Acts 2.
Verse 33.
Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. This is it. Firstly, everything in the Redeemer, and then everything by the Redeemer for the redeemed. It is him who baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Him who paid the price, who completed and finished the redemption, who has given us the forgiveness. He who has reconciled us with God. It is he who baptizes us with the Spirit and with fire. Not only that people say, oh God, baptize me now with Spirit and fire. No. In Jesus Christ, there's no way around Jesus Christ. Everything for him and in him and through him and for us and through us. Just grateful.
Grateful
that God has illuminated this plan of salvation so clearly to us, showing us what really took place and what will still continue to take place. Let us summarize what it is now about. Back to the beginning. Back to the Word of God. Back to Jesus Christ, the revelation of God in the flesh. In him, everything was given to us. In him was the beginning. In him will the end and the completion be. And therefore, we preach not only a message, but we preach Jesus Christ as our Lord. Let us say it once again and time and again. We believe that there's only one true God. And this one God revealed himself to us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And in him is the whole plan of salvation summarized. And therefore Paul writes in Ephesians, in him we have the redemption through his blood. In him we have access to the throne of grace. In him the way was opened to us, to all the mysteries of God. For he is the mystery of God revealed. And so we are just so grateful that we not only have quotes, but that we can preach the word, that we can deepen ourselves into it, and that we can see that our beloved Lord is calling out his bride, preparing her unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Why is it written, and his bride has made herself ready? Also this, we time and again, we said it, brothers and sisters, all the others, they will walk on their own ways. They will not receive any teaching or correction, not at all. But all who are part of the bride of the Lamb, they took heed unto the last message. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God. Who hears the message of calling out, of separation, of preparation unto the glorious day of Jesus Christ, our Lord? And as I mentioned yesterday, what good is it for all the Pentecostals and to all who gathered there in Los Angeles at Azusa Street to remember the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which became well known? That what happened in the city of Kassel in Germany was in 1909. And 1953, I met two brothers in the city of Kassel who were present at the first outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In Kassel, 1999, I met them. But the whole world, whatever happened in Los Angeles, 1906, the whole world knew about it. And now they're celebrating it. And when they remember the beginning of the Pentecostal movement, but we don't go back to that beginning. We go back to the beginning of the day of Pentecost 2,000 years ago. And also this we may say, God has given us the grace. Let me make here the comparison in love. Who of all the Trinitarian Pentecostals has ever preached Acts 2 as Peter preached it, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Who? All of them. They took over the Trinity doctrine. They took over the triune baptism. They all walk on in their old leaven. But now, God leads the church back to the beginning. Not to 1909 or 1906, no, back to the beginning. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, as the confirmation that ye received the forgiveness of sins. The forgiveness happened through the blood. The reconciliation happened with God. Everything by the blood. But by water baptism, we confirm and testify that we received the forgiveness and the reconciliation personally. And then God gives testimony and gives us His Spirit that He accepted and received us. Oh, what a grace! And also here in the last meeting in Benin, I asked the question. There were between 2,000 and 3,000 people gathered. I just simply asked, who of you believes the message? Brother Tati, he's also here today. He's my translator from the English into the French language. And Brother Jean Lambert is my translator from the German language into the French language. And behold, all answered with a loud Amen. And when I asked, how many of you are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? And all the hands went up. It's just so wonderful to see that a rich harvest is brought in. Perhaps let me make this remark also, which is very painful to me. Let me say it here once. Brother Branham, a couple of times, he spoke of the combine and also of the wheat which will be harvested. And in one single quote, the Americans, they made a full stop out of a comma. And the combine and the wheat field, they set it equal with the Antichrist. In the original, it says, the combine will come, full stop. The World Council of Churches will separate. And they made a comma, And they've written, the combine will come, the World Council of Churches will do the sifting. And since 1979, the prophetess said to them, the man on the combine is the Antichrist. You don't believe with what kind of pain this is connected. One cannot say it to anyone. But God watches over his word. And as sure as we sowed the good seed of the word, so sure we will harvest the pure word, the seed. God just takes care of it, that no misunderstanding can come up. And time and again, one can ask always the same, did you understand all this? Are the quotations of Brother Branham, were they understood in the right way, were they placed correctly? Just so grateful and again grateful we can be for it. That God has given us so much grace that we may have part in that what he is doing right now. And as we of course reported, these are not theoretical stories which we tell you here. The fruit is of course manifested, and we see that the word of God finds fulfillment. The Lord will gather his wheat into his garner, and the tares he will burn. We proclaimed it time and again. The original word is the seed. All the interpretations are the tares. And God has put enmity between the two seeds. God himself said, I will put enmity between thy seed and her seed. Just an enmity. Man cannot change it. But never Abel became a Cain, and never a Cain became an Abel. Never a Moses became a Balaam, or a Balaam a Moses, or all the others, prophets. From the very beginning, God ordained everything his way, and he carries out his plan of salvation until the end. And all who find grace in the sight of God now, they will hearken to that what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And if we make a review to the past 50 years, how God has opened all the doors. Really, he has given grace that the whole world can be reached now. If I now hear in the news the city Aleppo or other cities, why did I have to preach in Aleppo, in Cairo, and in Damascus, or in Beirut, in Lebanon, or in the Jordan? In Amman, Jordan. Why did I preach all there? In Moscow, in Benin, in all the world. Because the last message had to reach the whole world. And by grace, we can see it reached the ends of the earth. So that the promise is fulfilled. That God calls out his people from all people's tongues and nations. And I say you very honestly, brothers and sisters, day and night, I did what the Lord commanded me. But as I will not thank Brother Branham or Paul, but I will only thank God. To him belongs all the glory. So also, no one will needs to thank me. If God would not have given the sending and the commission, I would not be here today, and I would not have traveled into all the countries. But the commission of God was fulfilled. Thank God. Thank God. Who has pardoned his people, and together we will see the glory of God. I see now Brother Noble Gill here in the front. Who can understand it? One day, 1972, in Pakistan, at the border to Afghanistan, he was a Bible teacher, and behold, who led me there, Brother Noble? Who? God paved all the ways. Just so wonderful. If I look back, I can only give all the glory to God and all the thanks and all the praise. Our Lord took care for everything. Also for that, that his word is being translated into other languages and that it can reach into all the world by the transmission. And when I think about it, really, I preached more than 8,000 sermons in more than 650 cities in about 150 countries for the glory of God. This probably was never on the earth before. There were missionaries who traveled to India or to Africa, but that the word, the message of God, really reaches and it's been preached to all nations, this is happening in our time. And we are just so grateful to God that he has led it in such a way. With my 82 years of age, and I told you before, or perhaps I told you in Zurich, Brother Tati knows it, in the last meeting in Benin, I was really wet through and through. My socks were wet from my suit. The sweat was dropping. But thanks be to God. And it went on to the airport. I had only time to refresh myself a bit, and the suit, I dried it with a hair dryer. Then it went on to the airport. But thanks be to God, the word was preached. The whole country listened and heard. The press was there. All were there. Both sermons. Even the brother hour with questions and answers, the brothers meeting was broadcasted nationwide. Benin will be no more the same country as it was before. Brother Tati also says it, and we believe it. The word was brought there, and we may say, all who have heard the word and who received it, they will be no more the same. They make their decision for the Lord. And we may thank God for it, that we have such a portion in the last proclamation. How many of you, may I ask this very sincerely, how many of you are aware of the responsibility to bring the last message before the return of Jesus Christ to all nations, to all tongues? Do you know that this is really the greatest commission which God has given ever on the earth? And all who make now the right decision and who receive the messenger and the message and who got it revealed by God and who can say, We understood everything the right way. By your Spirit, it was revealed to us. And we expect the last supernatural moving of God. We are all grateful to God for it. And should some brothers or sisters be here in our midst who would like to be baptized, yesterday we said it already, we want to baptize only those brothers and sisters who made their personal experience of salvation with God, who really accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, who have the certainty and assurance in them to have received the forgiveness and the remission of sins, and who have the assurance that God received them, who really dedicated their lives to God, he can really be baptized. Let us say it in summary. This is the most important period of time in the history of mankind and in the history of the planet's relation. Earthly speaking, we see how everything goes down. Everything, really. As the Bible prophecy has foretold it, it takes its course. Also with Israel, everything is being fulfilled before our very eyes. And time and again, we can cry out anew what our Lord said at the time. When you see all this coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Also this, what happened between the Vatican and Israel. We all watch everything and we see that everything is coming really to its end. It's very close. Let us remain sober in the natural and in the spiritual. Let us plan a future and nevertheless to live as if the Lord would come today, that we are ready to go with him into glory. Also this, let it be said here for all those who in the various countries misunderstand the sermons of Brother Branham. And that what he said in the sermon about the rapture, that three things will happen before the return of Jesus Christ. And I just say it out of love towards God and because of the love towards Brother Branham, towards the Word of God. Everything happens as it is written to us in the Word of God. And the message is, of course, the call, the shout to those who are living now. But in 1 Thessalonians 4, it's not about the living ones. That's about the ones who sleep in Christ. But Brother Branham made the comparison between the message which is going forth now, forerunning the second coming of Christ, and then between the direct return of our Lord. And we may say, I write it now in the circular, 1963, of course, only that was revealed, what John was shown on the Isle of Patmos, 1963. The Lamb, of course, not left the mercy seat. 1963, the seven thunders out of Revelation 10, of course, not sounded and uttered. No, 1963, the Lord, of course, not as the original owner, didn't step as the angel of the covenant. He didn't step with one feet upon land and sea. 1963, Brother Branham was revealed everything as it was shown to the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos. But the Lord, of course, didn't leave the mercy seat. But Brother Branham has seen, as John also saw it. And we just have to distinguish between the revelation and between the fulfillment. Oh, you cannot imagine how often I sit in my office and listen to the sermons of Brother Branham and then the Holy Scripture reading it. How grateful I am for the grace which God has given us. That what he said and that what the Bible says, to bring it unto one denominator. Just imagine, the Lord would have left the mercy seat in 1963. Who would you be? Where would you be? Where were you in 1963? No one of you would be here today or would listen somewhere. No one heard of that, what God has done and prepared for our time. But God has just given grace. And I looked it up. Brother Branham, he had the courage, and he spoke about the five ministries which God has set into the church. And then he really says, very loud and clearly, I am not a teacher. I read it and I listen once again, and he says simply, I am not a teacher. God has set the ministries in the church. He was a prophet, he was an evangelist, and he brought the word for millions. One day he said, I'm connected with 12 million of people. I'm connected which have heard of his ministry. And we are just so grateful that the prophetic ministry was followed by the teaching ministry, and it followed also so that the word of prophecy was placed in its fulfillment. Whoever receives this gratefully, say amen. It's just like that. This is not my merit. This God has done in his way, and to him be the glory for it. Did you understand all this correctly? Really everything? Amen. To the Lord God be the worship for all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Let us sing again, just as I am. We sing once again this stanza. I ask that Brother Ernst and Sister Ursula comes to the front to sing their song. We sing once again, just as I am. Thank you. Amen. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy.
Thou art worthy to be
worthy. Thou art worthy to receive all the praise, all the glory, all the worship. You alone are worthy. This is all our prayer. And when we really can say, I'm crucified with Christ. Now I live no more, but Christ lives his life in me. When we can say sincerely, not my will, but thy will be done. Did we recognize the time? Did we recognize the message that what God is doing right now? Did we all understand everything the right way? Let us say it once again. When our Lord, since 1963, would descend in steps, what would that be? No, as the lightning shineth from the west to the east, so will be the return of Jesus Christ. And two will lie on one bed. One will be taken and the other one will be left. Two will be on the field. No, we don't believe one single interpretation. We believe God's holy word, just as it is written. Now the question, do we have brothers and sisters who would like to be baptized? All from Paris. They can be baptized in Paris. And all from Bucharest. They can be baptized in Bucharest. One hand. One hand. Yes. Is there one hand more? Two. There's another hand. Three. Four. Then afterward, we will have a water baptism. Today, we ask some brothers to come and to thank. In closing, I have a special remark, an announcement for all who will fly with us to Israel. Tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock, the journey starts to Israel. All who partake in this journey, please remain here at the end of the service. We have to give you an information. Who of the brothers comes? Brother Didier, please come and thank the Lord. Who of the brothers would like to come? Where's Brother Arben? Do we have Brother Arben in our midst? He speaks the best French. And it would be good if, God bless you richly.
Seigneur, notre Dieu, notre Père.
Lord, our God and Father,
pendant ce week-end, tu as répandu sur nous.
What a grace you have given to us this weekend. You have spoken to us through your holy word, the word which remains forever. It was preached according to the scripture. And so also hearts are fully convinced. We have received the true teaching from you, the correction and the instructions, so that we can walk and looking only upon you, Jesus Christ. For we believe you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and we have the certainty that what you promised, that you will also fulfill it in reality. Lord, we are convinced that this unfalsified seed, that we have been born again from above. May your name be highly praised. Thanks be to you for the promise before you return. And we believe that by the uniting of the Spirit, we will experience what was experienced at the beginning on the day of Pentecost. And we will see your triumphal victory.
Wir werden zu dir kommen, Herr.
And will come to you.
Und alles das wird zu deiner Ehre
dienen. And everything will serve for your glory. Lord Almighty God, we go from this place grateful, and we thank your holy name, and we praise also your holy name for time and for eternity. We thank you that you blessed your servant. We thank you that you blessed your people.
Möge alles, Herr.
May everything what is not in conformity with the written word may it be taken out from our hearts. May you completely purge us, and may this be our part and portion. We thank you that you blessed your people worldwide, and that you blessed all who are seeing what you're doing today. And may you bless all whom you will still call out. We thank you for the decisions that people are being baptized. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, our God. We commit them into your hands. If there are sick amongst us, you are still the same. Heal, Lord, not only the bodies, all our being, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us sing the chorus, all things new, all things new. All things new. The blood of the Lamb cleanses me and works all things new. All things new. All became new. The blood of the Lamb cleanses me and works all things new. Today we asked Brother Hans Hendrich to come and to thank the Lord with us. And then we'll ask the choir, I almost said, to sing us a farewell song. And then we will close. Faithful Lord, with thankful hearts, we come into your presence. Abraham would jubilate that the promise which was given to him, that it becomes reality today in all people's tongues and nations. Beloved Lord, we see that your word never returns void, but it always accomplishes, as on the first day. It brought forth light, and in also in our time, it brought forth light. Lord, we thank you that you have opened our eyes, that you called us out, that you are preparing us unto the glorious day of your return. We ask you, Lord, may you continue to bless us. Keep us together. Unite us. You always wished that we keep one another, that we stand in for one another. And your last wish was, you said, I give you a new commandment. You shall love one another as I loved you. Beloved, may it become like this among your people, where your word and your spirit and love is at work. There everything will be perfect. We thank you for your grace and for your presence. We have heard your word as you said it. I entrusted to him your word. And you said in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, that we receive your power. And this we believe. For everything we are so grateful. And we thank you for the patience which you have given us until you make all things well. Bless your servant, bless your people. We are consecrated unto you for time and for eternity. And we rejoice for the great day of your return. thank you. Amen. That's how it was at the beginning, and that's how it will be at the end. And may the choir come. And only the perfect love will enter in there. Perfect love of God. The perfect love to the Word, to the Lord, and to the love toward one another. Perfect love. Perfect revelation of the Word and of the will of God. What God does is perfect. And we thank God for the supernatural moving in our time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah.
Worship Him. Worship Him, the Lord. Whether loud or silent, we all tuned in and we give praise to the Lord. We remembered Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, who forgiveth thee all thy sins, who healeth all thy diseases. And brothers and sisters, we hold fast to it, that very soon we will see that the word will be spoken out, and healing and everything else we will take with us. These are hours of strengthening for the time in which God will confirm his word on the spot, as we read it in the word of introduction, and as Brother Branham was it also shown. All who would like to be baptized, please come now to the front. Whoever would like to be baptized, please come to the front. And in the meantime, we give you all the greetings to the Czech Republic, to Poland, Slovakia, to Romania, to Austria, to Switzerland, to France, to Belgium, to the Netherlands. Worldwide, we'll give you greetings, just greetings to all. May the Lord God, please come, yes, like this, yes, very good, very nice. You consecrated your lives to the Lord, yes. Whoever doesn't speak German will hear the translation. God bless you. We are happy that you made your decision for the Lord to be baptized biblically and to believe biblically. In as much as we have prayed, then we go over to the water baptism. May the Lord God bless you and be with you. Brother Miskis will baptize you. We all will witness this event, and he will pray now with you. Faithful Father in heaven, our hearts are overrunning, overflowing for the words of life which we heard again this morning from the throne of grace. This precious seed which was sown into our hearts, planted into it. Please let us watch over it so that the enemy doesn't rob it. Please bless now this baptism. Our brothers and sisters made their decision, and they give testimony that they found grace with you, that you have forgiven their sins, that they have become your property for time and for eternity. Bless all who are here today, all we who have heard your word, all who have heard your word worldwide, and bless also the carrier of your word. Bless the Israel trip. Protect our brothers and sisters. Bring them safely back again. And bless your people, Israel, Lord. Bless all in east and west, in south and north, Lord. And call quickly the last ones out so that you can complete your work, taking us home to you, the only true God. We give the thanks and the glory and the worship in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.